Big Brothers Big Sisters needs your help. There's a waiting list of more than 50 children hoping for a mentor. It's just a few hours a month. Be a mentor. Become a big. Visit Big Brothers Big Sisters Northeast Florida and click on Be a Big.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
The J.J. LaSelva birthday edition.
Appreciation Day. Let's just call it that
Den.
Officially.
At thank 1010 you, guys.
XL, J.J. LaSelva appreciation.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, since it's his birthday, can y'all not yell at each other tonight? Can we start there?
No.
I can't promise that.
Yeah, who knows how it's going to go? That's how you
if
know.
If we're going to be talking cultural things, yeah. We will do that.
That's how you know you like somebody.
Have y'all noticed
you
that I just
that
shut up every time y'all go down that
and
road?
It's great radio.
And I enjoy it.
Like, it's great radio. Like,
because the next segment, we could be fine. That's what's great about it.
Tell people on top, JJ's my guy, man. I'm mad at my day, and that might be my 8 o'clock, that I couldn't go get him something refreshing for him to enjoy.
Well, we need to give a shout out to Nothing But Cakes.
Nothing Bunt.
Bunts.
Bunt. Nothing Bunt Cakes.
Yes. They're amazing.
Amazing.
I've never had it before.
Flawless.
It's legit.
Yes, yeah. Dude.
I mean, it's, you know, I got to ration my sugars now.
But they come in like little, you saw the one he was
eating. No, I'm just saying, yeah. If I'm going, it doesn't matter. It could be
it looks small, but it was deep. It was deep.
But dude, it was sweet.
It would probably be unsafe for you to eat the whole thing.
Great. I'm going there. I need that kind
They don't pay us, but I'm just telling you, it is life changing.
That means it's good.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Life changing. You know, we talk all the time, and everybody talks all the time about a 30 for 30 about the University of Florida when Urban Meyer was there. Bump that. Forget that. I want an LSU in-depth 30 for 30 with everything that's happened there in the last decade.
You know, a lot of people would try to, you know, talk about character, and I wouldn't want my kids to play. This makes me like LSU and their culture more.
Anybody really?
They're willing to rob kids' hospitals to win?
I know.
Well, like, you think
this pales in comparison to what they're willing to do.
Yeah.
I need that in my life.
The whole thing, like the robbing the children's hospitals, the having a basketball coach that's still there who is on a wiretap paying guys.
Right. That's goonish.
Yeah. And all, who knows what Ed Orgeron, but nobody's ever going to get after Eddie O.
Right.
Well, no, we shouldn't say that. Let him go.
Okay. So there was rumors hinted about this Les Miles story for a long time now, and we just assumed it was Coach O, right?
Yeah.
But
does
that mean that there is not a Coach O story, or does that mean that there's another story coming out about Coach O?
That just means Coach O knows how to hide the bodies a lot better.
Yeah, okay.
So I read the USA Today article today about Les Miles, and what we're talking about is
just educate me. I need to know.
So apparently the reason why it's coming out right now is he and his legal team – have been fighting to keep this sealed or secret or whatever. And I guess apparently they just gave up the fight. And so that's why it's coming out now.
Is there more than what was the headline?
Because
I'm concerned.
So he's accused of texting female students, taking them to his condo alone, making them feel uncomfortable, and on at least one occasion kissing a student and suggesting they go to a hotel after telling her he could help her career.
Okay, now that part, I can see a lot of what do you call
using your power,
unprofessionalism. Yeah, your power, but like
nothing
what
law
are we trying
breaking.
To like
but
say here, like, did he forcibly lead these women to his condo?
That's definitely not alleged.
That's kidnap.
No, I got that part, but I'm saying that it sounds like
that's like hostage.
If we're adults.
Well,
and
I think
I tell
that's
you
the
to come
thing.
To my condo.
I think that's the thing.
We're
like,
not coming.
Would we
to,
all
like,
agree there's different
recruiting.
Levels of? Well, she didn't go to the condo.
Okay. Well, then if she didn't go. Then cool. Like,
I think we would all agree there's different levels.
Well, there
of adulthood.
Was a different girl that said that she did stay at.
If
his
you're
condo
if you're talking about the age, then that's fine.
Now here's the part.
But listen to this. It says this student had also stayed at Miles' condo one night. Listen to this, at Miles' wife's suggestion.
Cool. So then,
what are you on USA Today?
Yeah.
So what are they doing wrong? So his wife is in. His wife is into this.
Yes.
They're adults that are doing adult things.
No.
Okay. This is the bad part. What? The report also says that student number one told student number two that Miles had, quote, cornered and touched her, but she denied this during her interview with the investigator. So she told her friend that there was unwanted touching. But when she was sat down with an actual cop or whatever.
So we don't.
Okay, she said no, that didn't happen.
Hold on, James.
Right, okay.
The man is telling women that he can advance their career.
Not good.
And you're saying there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying that's good, but I mean, if we're firing him from LSU, okay, he's already fired from LSU. Like, if we want to get him from Kansas, cool. He's probably about to get fired from Kansas as well.
He denies all this.
At this point, like, what are we? Like, I want to know what the justice is that we're trying to get.
Just to say he's a bad guy.
Okay, it's a story. Like, I mean, because criminally, I don't know. Is that criminal?
No,
I know it's very unprofessional. I don't know if that's because I know there is a rule. There's something where you
there's
can't
something with
use,
teacher student like, but I think it's not I think under
that's
18.
Under 18. Like right now, what it sounds like is that he needed to be fired. This needed to be handled at LSU. And LSU dropped the ball, but
That was in his car.
That he told her that he could help her career.
Yeah. It's creepy to me.
It is creepy. No, oh, like, no, it's creepy.
He's how old? How old is Les Miles in 2013?
50s.
Okay.
It's him.
I'm sorry. I'm not that. Right. If I get into a car with a 19-year-old, that's creepy.
I like older women. But let's just be – let's all be grown here for half a second. Most of the men that we know don't – like, the main thing they care is that they're of age. They're not sitting there necessarily. A lot of my friends aren't necessarily waiting for him. At 16,
53 to 19.
You are right. But even like I just posted something about Patti LaBelle, who's like 75 years old, and she's got a 41-year-old boyfriend. Like it's happening. When I was 18, she does look good. When I was 18,
wait,
there was a 40.
Back. She's how old?
75.
Yeah. And he's how old?
41.
Bro, okay. Look at her.
It's a 30-year gap.
No. At 41, you know what you're doing. At 19, you don't.
What?
No.
So, okay. That doesn't hold up in any court of law.
I don't care about the court of law. I'm telling you, it's creepy because the chick's 19.
Again, time out. We're agreeing on the creepy part. There's no argument about the creepy part.
You can't say it's two adults. Like, that's not.
Why can't you? You're judged as an adult for everything else at 18 years old.
Okay. Then
can I go buy condoms at 18?
Okay, you can roll with that all you want to, but it's wrong.
I agree with you that
unless
it's wrong.
Unless Miles should have his ass kicked for it.
I agree with you on that, but from a court perspective, what has he done? Heck, I'd be hypocritical because I was 18 with a 40-year-old that got me throwback jerseys. And I knew what I was doing because I wanted throwback jerseys because they cost $300 a pop back then. Remember, that was the craze.
And they were hot.
And they were dope. We had an understanding that I – yes, there was an understanding.
Wow.
I was in great shape.
So now we know where this opinion's coming from.
No, it's just like
James poured himself out for a Larry Johnson jersey.
I did have a Larry Johnson jersey. so at 18 years old is not an adult if they're dealing with somebody that old. Because that probably is there. Not probably. There's manipulation in there. I'm with that. I'm not even suggesting that it should be done. I'm just trying to figure out like. Outside of, like, you know, besmirching the name, which he should be, like, is that it? Or are they trying to get, like, criminal charges for this?
No, it's just to cancel him.
Yeah, I mean.
He's done a damn good job of canceling himself, by the way, he coaches. Too.
They suck in Kansas.
I mean,
they beat Texas.
I can't hop on with you this one. Like,
yeah.
I can't hop on with you on this one, though. I mean, I but get what, are we what
hopping,
you're saying.
What are we hopping on? I agree with you,
but it's like, dude.
It's creepy.
Now, there's one part of this that I don't – okay. It says Miles was also accused by the athletic department staff of saying that the female student workers who helped the football team lure top recruits needed to be attractive, blonde, and fit. Existing student employees who did not meet this criteria should be given fewer hours or terminated. I got news for you. Les Miles ain't the only one there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe – I'm going to be honest with you. Not just blonde, but the attractive and fit part. I mean – looking at athletics across the U.S., again, there are 40 and 50-plus-year-olds who are choosing these young women. Like, it's creepy, but this is the – it's not – and it – I don't know if it's okay. I don't know who's to say it's okay. People like being around beautiful people in general.
Absolutely.
But this is how you – all right.
Oh, dear.
Here's the double standard that we're even talking about on our show. You want to know what's creepy? It's taking a bunch of hypersexual 16 to 18-year-olds, surrounding them with the most finest women on the campus, and having four of them escort them all around the football facilities. Mm. That's manipulation. But you know what we're not going to sit here and do? We're not going to sit here and say, oh, he's 16 years old. By gosh, he's my son's being manipulated. No, because we're men and we think that we
because
think a different 17 way. 17-year-olds
and 19-year-olds is a little different than 19-year-olds and a 53-year-old.
Okay. It's age manipulation is age manipulation, whether it's 20 years or whether it's 40 years. Or what I just said, 75 and 41, it's a huge age gap. One has lived their life and one is still doing it. And I'm not saying either of them are right. That's what I want to make sure is clear, but it's we're not going to – if this were flipped and it was the women's basketball coach, we wouldn't be having this conversation because we're not having it when it comes to the dudes. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing when they put the hot chick. Well, actually, they just said it. They want fit, blonde, and attractive. Like, they know that's manipulation for a young man that's going to make them want to come to the university. Not the academics, not the doctoral programs, not the master's programs, none of that stuff. Man, I saw a chick that smiled at me and made me like
it. What about the circus at FSU, though?
Those chicks are hot. The flying high ones with the
I can't compare 19 and 17 and 53
forget
and 19.
But you can
I can't forget the age.
Can you compare manipulation?
I can't.
Can you compare manipulation?
Manipulation of what?
Are you serious? Putting hot, attractive young women that don't have anything to do with the education to over-sexualize young men.
So you're
is
saying
not
that's
manipulation.
The same thing as a guy saying I can advance your career?
Why not put the ugly girls near them?
Dude, we all know the answer to that.
Then again, we're all in agreement. You're just stuck on the fact that it's a girl. I'm stuck on the fact that boy or girl, it's manipulation.
I'm not stuck on the fact that it's a girl. I'm stuck on the fact that he's 53 and she's
19.
And
that's gross.
That's what
gross.
I'm stuck on.
It's gross. It's bad.
Male, female,
okay,
whatever
out.
It
well,
is.
And he gross. Was her boss.
Yes.
Even worse.
She was an employee.
Gross, bad, we agree. Is it manipulation to have hot young girls transport over-sexualized 16 to 18-year-olds? I agree
sells.
With you.
Yes, it sells. Everybody's
so not,
in
so,
sales.
But, okay, so it's just, but there's no manipulation.
It's putting
in
your best foot forward.
So
I mean, that's what it is. Let's call it what it is.
I'm just saying. I'm calling it what it is.
It's the reason why you give the bigger client the better proposal. Like, it is what it is. But
bigger clients and proposal are money. They're selling sex. It's sexual. No matter how you slice it, it's sexual. 53, 18, sexual. We got it.
But I can't.
16,
20.
It doesn't. They're one's grown and one's actually a kid. Is 19 an adult to a 16-year-old?
Okay.
It's wrong. I'm not going to tell him to stop doing it for my son, but I can at least look at it and be like, you know what? Yeah. They're playing on him. I'm going to tell him, son, that girl that tells you that she likes you, guess what? She told the next recruit that she likes you, that she liked him. Because, son, that they're trying to manipulate you with that because
well,
they
on.
Know what
now,
you're
that
doing.
That goes a whole nother area. That's a whole different conversation right there.
What's the different conversation? I'm confused. Okay, what is it?
Like,
what is it?
You
don't think that happens? You don't think that happens?
Dude, I've been on recruiting visits like lately. Like, those girls literally are just showing around now. It's not like it was.
That's despicable.
It's not like it was when we were taking visits.
But,
I'm telling
okay,
you.
So then it has happened. But you know that it has
yes,
happened
yes,
before.
Yes.
And that is
I'm
what?
Saying it has changed.
And
in
so now
years.
You're saying it's changed. I got you. Okay, now that's fair. It had to have a couple of actual sexual scandals to change
yes,
it.
That's true.
But it's
that's
so very you true. So now, you know what I'm talking about.
But here's
about.
Bad news for Les Miles.
Okay. That's besides the fact he's a creep.
Well, here hold on. I didn't read this till I just did. I didn't read this the first time. It says the Hush Blackwell report, which I guess uh-oh. Is a, which is slated to be released publicly on Friday.
So it's more.
Yes, is expected to reveal jeez. Even more about Miles' conduct during his time at LSU.
Oh dear.
But
so
just
this
Miles,
was like
not Coach O.
Yes.
Yeah, this was that's all we care about.
So this was just like the teaser. Although, you know, the first thing I think of, you remember the Washington football team when they came out with all the stuff and said,
the
oh,
the
Washington
the
Post.
Was the worst.
Yeah. Man, it's going to be terrible when we release the whole report. And then you read the report and you're like, dude.
Nothing was worse than what they was released.
The teaser was the best part.
This whole time, I just thought he liked to eat grass.
Nah, that's what's weird. He likes to eat.
Certainly.
But, I mean, he's cornering, like the cornering girls, like, yeah.
By
I
the
just,
way, here's the thing.
I just don't know what
that
happens
nobody
to
wants
him.
To say. What if this is all made up? Like, a guy can just easily get fired for stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's true. But the fact that there's, like, four different
girls. I'm not
girls,
saying it is.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
but
just
I thought
like,
about
we're
that.
We're just supposed to believe
I thought about that when I was reading this stuff earlier, and then it was like, okay, there's one girl, two girls.
Because there's no names attached to any of this. It's just like student one, student two.
That's the only
like,
thing that I understand why. Because it's supposed to, they don't want to like.
Well, yeah, we know why, right?
But it is messed up for the person who's being accused in case
you
didn't
do it.
Yeah,
how are you supposed to defend yourself?
Because everybody knows who you are.
Well, you can, Les knows. Their attorneys know the names, but they can't release the names publicly.
No, but I'm saying, like, they're trying you in a court of public opinion. The civil court isn't like judicial.
Yeah.
There is no reasonable doubt.
But we all know why, because LSU fans would, even if the girls are telling the truth, LSU fans
right.
Would
LSU fans
them.
Would do what the rest of the nation is doing to Les.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yes, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Like,
I
get
LSU
exactly
fans,
what you're
bro.
Saying. No, but I'm saying
they may do
well,
more.
Well, they're
going
to have
the
more pointed.
Yeah, I got
my point is that while
your
we're picking,
still stands.
Yeah, we're picking Les apart. Not us, but like the nation is picking Les apart. There's going to be a much more targeted and excited. Actually, you know what? LSU fans might not do it. They don't care about him now.
That's true.
Coach O. Now, Coach O, they woo.
Coach O.
Or whatever he said.
We're taking the at-risk family members, including the elderly.
Take them down near the Chalifruchi and go grab around the first. Whatever. What? Remember what he said?
And I'm glad y'all didn't have that raffle at Chalifruchi when they ever got past number one.
I love how James, what's awesome about that is James took number one and said first. And
yeah,
it was better.
It was, yeah, I was close. I was trying.
You made more sense.
Yeah, that's the problem. I went for what made sense.
He will be fired from Kansas for this. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yes, they've been waiting though.
What's
they
the buyout?
Needed a good,
yeah,
they
there's
needed a
no
good
reason.
There's no buyout needed if this is if this is a lot of smoke.
Right.
Has he been that bad at Kansas? I hadn't paid attention.
Man. I mean, they had a decent year a couple years ago, but then last year I think they won like two or three games.
Yeah, so
and beating Texas doesn't count anymore.
And that was in 2016 when they beat Texas, I think. It's been a while. I don't even
was
remember.
He there in 2016?
I don't know.
Because didn't he?
Let's see.
Oh yeah, he's 3-18.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there he's on that tag trajectory.
Yeah.
Even Tag was better than that.
Oh, Tag was like he's on that Hugh Jackson.
Yeah. Tag is it looks like Lombardi compared to that.
I tell you what, I get it.
I put it like this, I get it.
I'm trying to find like his Wikipedia.
Les?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay. Just to see, I'm curious when he was named the coach at Kansas. It was 2019.
Oh, he just got there. Jeez.
Yeah, he spent 3 years out of the game altogether. Although his overall coaching record is 145-73.
Well, he got let go at LSU for like.
He went
8-5,
9-3, and 2-2, and then they fired him.
Yeah, he kind of
they
the
wanted
he's
to
the
fire.
Mark Richt of LSU.
They wanted
right?
to fire him like the year before, yeah,
exactly.
And then it kind of blew up in their face.
To be fair, 8-5 and 9-3 back to back, sort of unacceptable at LSU.
And he didn't have a quarterback.
Pre-Saban, that would have got you paid though.
Oh, when, at LSU,
yeah,
definitely.
When Saban got there, they were abysmal. Yeah.
So the teams that Kansas beat this year, the ACC sucks, bro.
They beat
Boston College 48-24. They stomped them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was the coach's first game. You know, they had a brand new coaching staff. They got it together. But that's
yeah,
still,
that was
you're
week
still
three.
Right, though.
They beat Kansas or Texas Tech, and then they beat Indiana State.
The Sycamores.
Only by 7.
That sucks, man. Boston College, get it together.
That's why I don't rep the ACC.
Who reps their conference?
I rep Miami. Oh, in 2020, they went 0-9.
Oh, while he was there?
This year. That's my bad. I was looking at 2019. They went 0-9 this year.
Oh, yeah. That coach, that's why he got fired probably. But they went defeated?
Oh.
Great.
Because remember, we did a segment on this. The coach, was it Weiss that left the coach with like 30
yeah.
scholarship players?
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas was in the dumps, but 0-9?
What was my guy's name that had him ranked? And I have a great off-air story for him. Mangino. Legend, yes. Bro.
That's the nasty one, right?
Yeah.
Fat dude?
Yep.
Yeah.
But
fat bastard.
Just such a despicable story about this guy that I can't share with the listeners. I apologize. Let's just say he has a different way of wiping than most people.
No. So I just called.
Let your mind wander.
I just called. I just called him Mark Richt, right?
Yeah.
And somebody said, Mark Richt's kind of an insult, isn't it? Like, no, he's the discount Mark Richt. Well, Mark Richt's got a better record than he's got, although Les Miles does have a natty.
I think Mark Richt has a better record than Kirby in his first however many years Kirby's been there. Yeah. Or it might be like the exact same record.
I guess Les Miles having the natty, though, that would push him up a little bit. We got to take a break. We've done it again. Another 20-minute first segment. What's something you said that you want to get into? I don't remember.
So with all of this, y'all were talking about, JJ was asking about grinding gold gods. What does that have to do with LSU? We were talking about girls, like, we were talking about guides, like hiring, I guess the hiring, oh, that was the attractive girls.
Yeah,
I guess we kind of went that. We don't really need to talk about that. I would like to, but.
We're done with the sex and recruiting story.
At least for a segment.
Yeah, we don't need to. We don't need to get into all of that.
Depends how bored we get.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger free agency contract.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, let's get to some free agency stuff. We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Text lines popping tonight on the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Make sure you get to an ABC. It's the weekend, basically. Go to ABC, get the good stuff. Reach all the way up. If you're in Duval, your kids are on spring break next week, you're going to need the good stuff. It's just, yeah. Angie was saying that last year, today was her last day of school for the year, because I just can't wrap my head around. It's been a year.
Yeah, this was like Rudy Gobert.
Last day of school for the year.
Because they had spring break and then COVID last year.
Where were you when you realized? We were here when we realized sports are going to take a break for a minute.
They were on spring break.
Oh, okay. The only thing I remember that was cool about it is I was outside before I came in here. I went to the ABC, had their annual thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a big smoke fest, and everybody was just
outside. Got to hang out for one last time.
And I was told.
If you only had known, you would not have come in.
I was just stayed. And, you know, go out, and this is how good a friend the Cigar Czar is. The Cigar Czar, Garrett Prom, he's like, we're our scientists and everything. Because they have, like, they're a big company now. Like, they're keeping us up to date. They said they shouldn't shut down. We'll be okay. We'll be dead. But that was before their scientists couldn't predict that some jerk from the Utah Jazz was going to go sneeze on everything.
It's crazy that the NBA had so much to do with the rest of the country deciding to fold up shop. Like, dude, how weird was that?
When you think back to those couple of days, it was like they canceled that game, and then there was another one canceled, and you're kind of like, oh, we got something here. This is weird. And then within a week, there was conference
tournaments. They're like, the tournament's over.
Yeah. It was just, immediately. It went 0 to 100.
And then they're like, oh, actually, the players is over. Yeah, it was fine yesterday, but today it's not safe.
That was...
Yeah, it went from to media only to nobody.
Yep.
To over. Wow. Wild times, man. Wild times.
Did you hear who got paid today?
No.
Ben? A legend. No, Big Ben actually got paid less. Yeah. They spread his money out.
Or Kevin Steele?
The GOAT. Skip Bayless.
Oh.
What'd he get?
So that's what that tweet was about.
So he was offered to come back to the worldwide leader, ESPN, to work with his former coworker Stephen A. on First Take. They were ready to tell Max, get the hell out of here.
Max is terrible.
Well, you know, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I would like
if you're
that.
Not talking about boxing, I don't care.
What about
get
rap?
That concrete the plunk out of there.
You like him as a rapper?
Oh, my God. We got to play his raps
but
later.
Did the numbers come out of what they offered?
Oh, what ESPN offered? I know it wasn't this much because he would have went. Apparently. Fox came back and put 4 years, $32 million right in his face, and he said, hell yeah, sign me up. 4-year extension, $32 million. The man makes more than every running back in the NFL except for six.
Seven. I saw the tweet. That's what made me – I was like, I don't know what this is about. You know who is disrespectful for this? And if I'm
– Stephen A. Smith.
If I'm Stephen A. Smith, yes. I'd go in there and say, hold up, man.
He probably makes more than
this. This is ass a 9, but he ass works. A 10, ass a 11, ass a 12. This is ludicrous. Like, whatever, however he talks. His hairline is egregious. Should be even more egregious.
Because Skip Bayless only does this.
But Stephen A. Smith just got paid. Like,
no, that's what I'm agreeing with you.
He just got to $8 million. This is the top for him.
And he's working 23 hours a day.
And we complain about what we do. But Stephen A does this. He does that show. He has
the radio show.
He does his Mad Dog radio shows. He does a podcast. Like, he is all over the world. This man is falling asleep, like, during sets. He's making up football player stats. Remember when he thought Hunter Henry, he thought he's like, yeah, he's really good. He's been ripping it up. He had been hurt all year.
There was a few that year.
Dwayne Haskins was an athletic quarterback.
They have to pay Skip over at Fox because I can't name a single person who's on Fox besides him.
In Colin?
No. Colin's on. Yeah. No.
Colin's on Fox?
Yes. Colin Cowherd is. You know why I don't know that? Because he's on at the same time as XL Primetime. So I'm here at work.
Good loyalty. I like what you just did there. Good job.
Shannon Sharp. I only know that because the memes.
And they're on the same show, helps. That helps. It doesn't.
So I don't know anyone else.
He's on the Skip Bayless show.
Yeah. It doesn't work. Like, I'll give.
Well, what is this show called? I bet you can't name it. Nobody knows.
Damn,
I gotta look it up.
I just thought about it. I know it. It's
all those shows are terrible.
Whatever, man. It's just really they just
Undisputed.
Skip.
Undisputed, terrible name.
Shannon Sharp was good for about a month, and then you realize he's just doing the same thing over and over.
Dallas lost now. I talk like this, but I'm rich, and I'm ripped. Now, he is ripped. That man can wear a suit. I tell you that much.
Now, look at Andy Dalton. Look, let me. First of all, the game should have never even been this close.
This is
Andy Dalton was awful yesterday.
I no longer care if I enunciate all my words. It doesn't matter. There's a bunch of rich people that speak country as hell that out here living their best life, not like...
He's a Hall of Famer.
Speaking in run-on sentences
and exclamation points. Speaking broadcaster in sports.
It's got to be the dude with the beard that keeps forgetting everything. The basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, that's perfect. That's such a good
Kendrick
answer.
Kendrick Perkins is so awful. Yeah, he is. Like, I think the only reason he has a job is to be humorous. Like, he sits there.
Well,
and
because he's a hater. They love that he's a hater.
I mean, can we be honest?
He is an A1 hater.
Can any of y'all understand a word that Shaquille O'Neal says?
Oh, by the way.
Disagree with someone else that's going about it another way. I actually applaud anybody that's fighting a fight right now in America. So that's the first thing first.
Okay.
That's Kendrick.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to figure out who it was. What was the word that he just got?
That was his best sentence he's ever put together.
He's had a couple of them, and he doesn't quit on words. At a certain point, you got to get – this is not radio where we can manipulate our breaks. You're on live TV. It's a hard break, bro. If they don't get to that point, they're going to commercial no matter what. And he's in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, here it is. He's trying to say Vucevic.
Big Boosa.
Little Boosie. That's what I was saying. I mean, like, Big Boosa. Big Boosa. Little Boosie out here with diabetes.
I have to hear this in its full entirety. This is too good.
What I take off the list in the Eastern Conference is Boosa. Is Big Boosa. Boosa's it. Boosa, bitch. I always struggle with his.
And he still said it wrong, yep. I think. Hey, what's crazy about that? Is if like somebody was playing that and they had a DJ cutting, that's what it sounds like.
Chopped and screwed.
Boots a bitch.
And if you see his face, he's trying so hard to say it.
But like,
it almost hurts.
With Shaq, what makes Shaq so bad right now is that he was so good, but you know, like that whole theory that you guys like old heads like you like to bring up. Like, if these guys were in this game, mm-hmm. like, Shaq would not get off the bench.
Oh, that.
The only reason I'm saying this.
Hold on, talk about.
Did you hear his thing with Candace Parker?
Yes.
That's the only reason. I'm not saying that Shaq's not good. I'm saying he'll dominate. But when Candace basically had to school this man on the basic pick and roll.
The NBA switches now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Why?
Because everybody can shoot threes.
Whatever happened to man up?
Because you're going manning up, trying to recover back to your man, and they're going to hit a three just like Jokic did.
Well, but whatever happened to pre-rotating and
then they move the ball around. And
you got 4 to 5 3-point shooters on the court. You ain't going to rotate enough time.
Like, we've seen Shaq play defense. man defense.
Nobody asked Shaq his opinion on what to play. You just stand down there and do what you do.
But he's sitting here talking like, yeah, you know, what happened to man up? Like I could guard. Dude, come on, man. You can't guard KD.
Dude, imagine Shaq out there on the wing, like, trying to switch with these guards nowadays. Oh, my God.
I mean, now, inside?
Exactly.
It's no man's land, but they'll just be like, all right. We just go shoot out here.
Yeah.
We're not going to touch that guy.
But there's still
the hack of Shaq
was
some of the
NBA
worst basketball you ever saw.
It was, man. But Shaq was just fun. Shaq was so dominant.
The most dominant player I've ever seen for like a 4-year period in the early 2000s. By the way, they made a rule to where you can't foul somebody under 2 minutes like that anymore. Then they automatically. I'm not sure what they did to combat it, but basically the hack Shaq rule is done.
Wait, you said under 2 minutes?
Yeah, like if it's under 2 minutes, you can't just hack.
Basically,
the guy.
You can the first.
The only reason they did it was to slow down the game, and knowing he was terrible at free throws, so it gave him a shot.
Well, that's the only reason they did it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was just making him shoot free throws.
Well, yeah, but right. I mean, if instead of letting him get two, it's more than likely he's going to get one, and you're playing catch up eventually.
Some of those old Sacramento King Laker series, though.
Well, they are fixed, but yeah.
Unbelievable. Like the most. What, they were fixed?
Well, yeah, the famous Sacramento series. That Tim Donaghy claims was all fixed, and he's the official.
Is that the alley-oop
trouble.
One?
No.
The Kobe to Shaq?
That was against Portland, I believe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, what a great play.
Yeah.
But yeah, those Sacramento teams were some of the best teams to never even get to the finals, much less win one.
That was a fun time of basketball.
I was a big Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby was amazing. Jason Williams?
Jason Williams.
The original clear squad.
They were so white. Vlade Divac, Peja Stojakovic. They were super white now that I think about it.
Yeah. I still go back and watch Jason Williams highlights from time to time.
Sick.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That was the Florida team that went
he's
to
now
the
playing.
And didn't do
he's now right. playing like in a YMCA league in like Central Florida and still doing the same things to like random
he's
dudes.
Jacked.
Is he?
Yes. He's got to be on some type of performance enhancers, which is fine.
I'm sure. This, you know,
listen, we're going to look back on this generation of, like, thinking it was taboo and bad to take, you know, testosterone and stuff like that and be like, that's silly. Nope. Why did we think that?
Nobody thinks that except for when it's their favorite team losing. Our station has at least 10 advertisers that are selling testosterone to me.
I take testosterone.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like so when I see Jason Williams doing it, he's doing it so he can.
He looks great.
Look good, man. Like, do what you gotta
do. Why is that not working out for me the way it's working out for him?
Because I don't.
Is he taking a different kind?
O-S-T-A-R-I-N-E.
I think his genes are just a little bit different.
And he probably works out a little harder than you. I'm not saying you don't.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But he's a former professional.
415 wants to know, can we say a team is super black?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
We say it all the time.
Every team.
Have you not listened to our show?
Every team in the NBA
is super black.
Every team that we're not saying is super white, that's what we are inferring.
You can infer that they're
Boston
super
Celtics.
Black.
Boston Celtics. We don't shot like.
Dude, Patrice O'Neal used to call the Kevin Garnett Celtics the Black Celtics.
I wish I could be Scalabrine. Like, I wish I could be white so I could be him.
Bro, what?
This man made tons of money.
You don't want to be that fair-skinned, bro.
But he made a lot of money.
Down here in the sun.
Well, no, you're right.
What is with our text line tonight? Everybody's writing us books.
About.
Like, every text is like.
You realize we don't.
300 words.
You can't do that, man. You got to, like, condense it. I mean, that means you have an iPhone, but, like, just chill out with that, you know?
I'm serious. Like, 6 different texts have come in that are, like, paragraphs.
When I see more than 50 characters on a text, I automatically assume you're mad, so I just skip it.
Do you see the name of this guy that just texted in? What they named him?
Hold on. The latest one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
404.
See, we can't see the numbers. I just
see
that.
Yeah, go to the right where it says contact info, details.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's handy information to know now.
By the way, we do have Jalen audio that we can get to.
Yeah, we were supposed to get into free agency talk this segment.
Mike Bibby is yoked up.
Was it Mike Bibby who I'm thinking of?
Hey, I think Mike Bibby. So you're
because the Y videos, that's why I said, really? Jason Williams?
He's skinny.
He looks like me just dropping dimes all over
the
place.
Okay, well, then it's Mike Bibby. I saw him at his son's basketball game sitting on the sideline, and he's jacked.
Mm. Are we going to get to free agency next?
Yeah.
Oh, next we're taking a break?
Dude, look at what that guy just sent in. This long-ass paragraph.
I know.
About
I don't know what's going on.
No, that's my, like, you're talking about 528?
Yes.
Oh, he's straight. They're just talking about he gets his stuff.
No, I got it. But James, like, we never get this. We've got like 10 of these.
I don't know, but
I can't do it.
I do know this. We didn't go to the moon, and that SpaceX car was very bad crap. So I'm almost between crazy as that sounds. It's divided as a country over Republican
and
Democrat.
Did y'all see the SpaceX
thing? No periods,
thing?
By the way. This guy's rambling about like the
he
Truman
Show. He must be doing
show.
The voice text, yeah.
Yeah, he
Rocket makes a damn noise.
Did y'all see the SpaceX video?
Yeah, the explosion.
But before then?
Before
the way
explosion?
It landed?
No.
Yeah. Wait a minute, the SpaceX thing exploded?
Yeah. Well, nobody was in it.
No,
right?
It's not.
No, I got that part, but so we got there and it just.
No, different one.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, you have to look it up. Cool. The way it landed was like dope, though. All right, we got to take a break. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. We'll come back and we will get to free agency coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Text line still going. 687, I wasn't talking about you. 687 is like, how are you going to ask people to react and complain when people react? My bad, Denny. He was talking about the paragraph thing. 687, the text you sent is literally a tenth of what some people have sent tonight. We love people responding.
Man, doesn't
anybody, don't write us a book.
Does anybody ever just step back and be like, I know they ain't talking to me. Like, or do you, like, y'all really feel like while you're driving in your car, all 10 of y'all, like, you feel like we're talking to you specifically. Unless we say your number, we're not really talking to you specifically.
I mean, listen.
You called the paragrapher out.
Yeah. Well, there was several of them, but.
Well, he was consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. Free agency. So Roethlisberger taking one for the team, right? Did he just defer money or did he just take a pay cut?
Great question.
Say that again?
Did Roethlisberger defer money or did he just take a pay cut?
He got his money spread out through like a few years instead of just 1 year. Let me look it up.
So he was set to count $41.25 million against the cap. This year. He altered his deal to where he only counts as $15 million.
Yeah, spread the cash payment through 2022. The move lowers the team's salary cap hit by more than $15 million.
So I'm assuming that's guaranteed.
So he was getting 19.
Any of us think that he's still going
to
be playing then?
Yeah, he was getting $19 million this year. He went down to 14. And then they were spreading the remaining five through 2022.
Well, he must have got a big old bonus then.
He must have told them that.
No, if he was only getting 19, but he was 41.25 against the cap, that means when he signed this deal, he got paid.
Well, that's not what they're not telling us that part. Oh, okay, hold on.
So Big Ben willingly reduced to his salary to 14 from 19 in his final year of his contract and spread the cash payment through 2022. It lowered a cap hit by over $50 million. Also, the team can make the right moves to be as competitive as possible this season.
Yeah, I'm looking up spot track. Yeah, I'm looking up his contract now just to see what year it is that he just got an absurd amount of money. We got a $31 million signing bonus.
Aww.
I mean, you look at his
career earnings for Big Ben.
Got to be 150 by now, right?
Try 250. 253.
He's been playing 17 years? I mean, Mahomes is going to have that in 3 years. If you look at like 2000 and yeah, okay. So 2019 he made $40 million. What's crazy about that though, think about this. He made $40 million in 2019. That's far and away the most he ever made in a year. Not even close. Most of the years are 17, 12, 11, things like that. Mahomes is making that every year.
Different times, man.
No, I know. But we're only talking about 3 years ago.
Right. Well, now he's at the end. Like he's at the end.
Oh, I got you.
Like he knows. Like this is a. We'll give you a little bit to help us out right now, but we're of the understanding that you got to go on. We don't want to cut you, but you got to move on.
All right, y'all getting ridiculous on the text line.
Yeah, I saw the one guy, man. That's they want me to just basically come in here and start ranking on cats, and I'm not gonna do it because we need to talk free agents.
What are you talking about? Okay. Yeah, free agency. So the Jags, I saw the cap space thing today. Did you see that? all the team's cap space as of now?
No.
Bad news for my Saints.
Not a lot.
$69,245,421 above the cap right now. That's what they've got to free up. It's like the Jags have the most cap space right now. It's almost $83 million. The Jets are second, Colts, Patriots. What I always do when I see these cap space things is I like to go down to the bottom and see who spent the most money and still suck. Right? The Saints spent a lot of money. They've been good. They've gotten their money's worth. The Falcons are $28 million in the red. They've got nothing to show for that.
Here's where talking free agency is dangerous right now. And I'm going to be honest. And the reason why I'm going to say this is because you have so much of that right there, there are going to be some huge cap casualties.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of free agents. So they're like, me saying the Jags should get this guy might not need to. That guy might be available. You know, because they're going to have to get rid of him. They got to cut him because another team has to cut him.
That has to happen soon, right?
Yeah, like whenever free agency starts, that's, I guess that's when they have to.
A week from this coming Tuesday.
So what, right? I don't want us to do is be like a lot of teams in the transfer portal from on the college side.
Mm-hmm.
Like you jump in the game way early and you start cleaning up. And then all of a sudden, Auburn's coach gets fired. Tennessee coach gets fired. And now you see these guys that were pretty good that you recruited that are only a few years removed that you still feel like you can find a good fit for. Like, that's kind of what I don't want to do right now. Why settle for, like the wide receiver we were just talking about.
Allen Robinson?
Why settle for Allen Robinson. When the receiver we were just talking about with that played for Urban at Ohio State that sat in New
Michael
Orleans.
Thomas.
Out there, get rid of him, but he's got to take – they got to cut it somewhere.
Yeah. I think they're going to try to trade him, but But Jameis Winston, what are they doing with Jameis Winston? I'm not trying to make this a Saints thing, but I saw something today.
I think him being willing to probably still take less money makes more sense for them. They'll probably end up paying that man $10 million, and he'll go and be the quarterback.
Clear a lot of space. That's what I'm getting at.
They got a guy that's $17 million for one more year right now in the hybrid, the trick quarterback, Taysom.
Taysom.
I don't know anyone named Jameis, by the way.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis is so much better.
Jameis is in a rare company with 5,000 yards passing in a season. Very few have ever had that done.
Okay.
I was just making sure that people knew that. Drew Brees is one of them.
Oh.
So, like, you go from one 5,000 yard in a season.
You go from one Hall of Famer to another flawlessly.
Yeah, he's got to be in the hall for those interceptions, right?
Oh.
No, you don't have
a picture in the hall?
No, I'm saying, like, you can be in the Hall of Fame.
Like a football.
Like, Leonard Fournette's cleats were in the Hall of Fame.
Of course.
Like,
there's definitely a Jameis paraphernalia, some item.
No, he
in
is.
The hall.
I'm with Camp. He is Jameis from here on out.
That's what he needs to do is like, hey, when I was Jameis, I was throwing picks. We were losing games. Jameis, he could start a whole new career
it's
as
like
Jameis Winston.
Who did Urkel go to?
Stephon.
Yes. Yeah. And he was super hot.
Call him James.
Just took his glasses
Jameis
off.
Jameis is weird. Jameis is weird.
James
Winston is actually
James
normal.
Winston is very professional.
But I saw something today, somebody predicting that he's going to end up in New England.
I've heard that a few places.
Boy, I hope he wins.
That would be entertaining.
He would be so much better than Cam was last
year.
Yeah,
but it's just my thing is.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a great.
I just want him to win because they're so mean.
But it would be to put him up there.
They're going
to
crush him, man. He's awkward.
Seriously, though, James, to put him up there, if you were able, if you're Jameis Winston and you had the year that he had 2 years ago with the interceptions, and you were able to go sit behind Drew Brees, learn under Sean Payton, and then go to New England, like, I mean, you couldn't ask for something better to change
you. I tell you what, he knows the post wheel concept.
What is Josh McDaniel still there? Yeah. Dude, that would be perfect for Jameis. Like, awesome.
Because I'm gonna tell you this right here. What you do when you got that single high safety right there? What you gonna do? You gonna eyeball? No, we got quarters.
Do you have that sound?
We got quarters. The wheel. You gotta go ahead and throw that right now. We're gonna throw that wheel right now. Now we got single high safety. I'm gonna eyeball.
Who is
that
he
wheel
talking to?
Some receiver. I mean, some quarterback. I'm going to eyeball that wheel, but
the
I'm going to look at that post.
Stand lady.
and boom, bam.
Oh, here it is.
Take my shot. Boom. Free shot. Boom, boom, boom. Chicken, chicken, chicken. I get my eyes on the wheel. Boom. He up. I'm boom, boom, boom. Right? Skinny. Over. Doom. You know what I'm saying? Cover two.
No. Nobody knows what you're saying. No,
well, you see, well, that's because we don't see.
Well, you see his hands up and what you're doing. You, Denny, you would get it. He's basically saying in quarters.
No, I get it.
He's going boom, like, boom,
but,
bam.
But he sounds like my uncle's.
Freestyle. Single
high.
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
The funny
chicken,
part
chicken,
is
chicken.
My eyes
on the wheel.
Boom. The end is the
first. Boom, boom, boom. Right?
I'll fast forward.
That's the perfect coverage for that. So now we just thinking, this check down right here.
Yeah, I go take down it too.
Make run. Cover two. Yeah. Who got you? So,
yeah.
It's just like you got to see his face. Like, no, that's perfect. Yep. Yeah, you know we got to do right here now.
Well, after that whole thing, and then he's just like, yeah, check it down.
He was so excited about all the other stuff. And cover two, yeah, cover two, they got us, man. Go and check that out.
That's when I throw a pick.
That's when you throw it. That's when you just throw it up there and pray. He sounds like my dude JJ. You will like this guy. This is a good follow on Twitter. Is on Robin Black MMA.
And oh, is that the guy who you told me does the
Bink?
He broadcasts fights on his Twitter, yes.
Denny, you would like it even if you don't like fight because he sounds so scientific with it.
I think I've heard.
He's like, here comes the centripetal force, and he comes down in an awkward launch angle with the geometry and bink.
He's like the opposite of the Bob Minnery guy. It's
like, who's that?
I don't. Who's the Bob?
That guy. He just replays other sporting events and drops F-bombs and goes crazy. No,
his is like the true science of what's going on, and you're sitting here like, oh my God, I'm lost. And then all of a sudden when the guy connects with the shot, bink. So that's Jameis right there. Boom.
480 just asked us on the Lifetime Enclosures text line, who would you bring in for receiver out of Golden Tate or Allen Robinson?
Tate can't fight. Allen Robinson. Then.
No doubt. I mean, you cannot have – man, somebody who got
sister.
Beat by Jalen in Jacksonville.
Man can't defend his sister, man. No,
if
either,
it
man.
Was anybody else, but Jalen in Jacksonville, that can't happen. He can't survive here.
We'll be like, they're going to size him up at the gas station. He's going to come up, get real tough. They say, hey, we ran Jalen out of here.
You think we're scared of
you? Think we're scared of you, too?
You ain't no getting up in those stands and think we're going to run our Teslas.
Allen Robinson.
Allen knows how to, at least Allen knows how to. How to fit in here.
Did y'all think it was – I mean, is Allen Robinson just playing the game, saying that the whole Trevor Lawrence thing, like he'd love to play with – you don't think he really wants to come back here, do you?
I mean, well, right now, it's no guarantee that we're getting Trevor Lawrence.
Stop.
I'll say this, man. This probably was the most tuned in to the college football playoff that I have been.
Sounds
so
exciting.
You know, watching some of the young quarterbacks, man, and just watching Trevor Lawrence's pro day and things like that. And I think he's going to be an outstanding player.
You watched his pro day,
also,
bro. He's coming.
You know, guys like Justin Fields and, you know, watching those guys.
He didn't even say our guy.
Yeah, I know where he's not going, where he's not staying. Like,
oh, he's not going to Chicago.
Can we,
yeah.
Like, man, I wish we could. Is that guy going to come home?
Wims?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he moved to Tampa.
No, I'm just saying, like, I visited people at least once or twice, right?
I don't know. I'd love to get him back. I texted him.
I have so many questions.
I texted him, and I was like, hey, are you home? And I think he thought I was wanting to get some work, like catching. He's like, no, man. He's like, I'm working down here. I moved to Tampa. And then I was like, I didn't want you to come to catch. I wanted you on radio. And he's like, I'll hit you up.
Yeah, we had him in studio, but we never had him on the radio.
But we didn't have him. Yeah, we did.
No, he
did.
He was like a.
But we haven't had him since he went Duval on Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Yeah. Oh my God, we haven't.
Mm-mm.
I need to know because I had a friend almost go.
Everybody
go
hates
bang
Chauncey.
Him at Chauncey at a 7-on-7 tournament.
Because so this has been like he's been agitating
now,
people
Chauncey's,
for years.
To Chauncey's no,
Michael Thomas.
No, last weekend.
Oh, wow.
Like Panama City tournament,
recently.
Like last week and recently. To his defense, he embraced the MFTK philosophy, so I can't get overly mad.
Chauncey did.
Like, it was a kid, made a catch, said his words to the kid, kind of, gave him a little shoulder bump to the kid. My guy, Reese, South Side Tallahassee boy, a little rugged, was looking for him. And, you know, they say, you know, Chauncey might have been avoided. I don't really know. But bottom line is
Chauncey, I will say this about Chauncey. That 7-on-7 team, he puts a lot of resources
in. A lot of guys do it. And I'm not even knocking it. But my thing is when you
– Davin Widener is the quarterback for him.
When you take the MFTK philosophy Just like we talked about this young lady who decided she was going to confront her child's bully, you gotta be bought in.
Oh, now, there's a parent. You're talking about the stun gun.
No, I'm saying, we'll talk about it. There's a parent who did embrace. She embraced it fully, but she did not understand the consequences that come sometimes.
Laws of the land.
When you go a little bit too far on the MFTK flip. But we'll talk about that later.
528 says, we need Kyle Pitts, period. Trade the third round and trade the third round and trade up if we can get him at 10. You think you're going to be able to just give up your third round to move up 15 spots?
Third round and 25 is not enough.
No. Not even close. To move up that many spots, you may have to give up next year's first.
I'm not giving up that. I mean, I get what
I'd give up
saying.
A third if you could, but heck no.
If that was going to get me him,
yeah,
that's a deal.
Yeah.
But that's not going
to. I mean, you probably have to give up 25 in next year's first or next year's second.
What do you guys think about not drafting a tight end and signing David Njoku?
That's guy from Black Panther?
Yes. He's played like 13 games. Or has like 13 catches in the last 2 years.
He's basically. With Cleveland or Tampa?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Okay.
He went to Miami.
I mean,
he's really good, but he's never
the first
available.
Thing they've got to do before they do anything else is they got to sign James O'Shaughnessy.
Right.
Oh, of course.
We need
yes.
James.
Yes, that's the first thing they have to do. He's a free agent.
Can I piss people off?
Sure.
I mean, what's your boy name, JJ? Down in Miami?
Brevin Jordan.
Brevin.
I mean, all things considered, we're talking about a pass catching tight end. We're not talking about, and he could be a weapon. I'm not saying he's not, but like, give me that guy. I've seen that guy drive a 275-pound D tackle 10 yards in the back.
What happened?
You can get him late, injury. Probably.
That's injury, the only thing that
yeah,
happened.
Injury, yeah, and they
because the first 3 weeks there were people making an argument about Pitts or Brevin Jordan.
That was a fan.
I was making that. I was just tweeting that. I didn't really believe.
No, you weren't the only one.
No, it was a lot. That was like what JJ's saying is that's what
I was
that's
just
what
trolling.
It was. Oh, okay. It wasn't just JJ. JJ, it wasn't just you.
But see, I don't watch enough Miami football.
Any Miami fan can is if they're telling the truth, like
knows Pitts is
better. Yeah. Pitts is
well, y'all got me excited. Okay?
But what I'm saying is that in the NFL scheme and some of the other things that we need, if we truly feel our needs, then I'm cool with getting Jordan. If we just have to get a tight end.
And 528 texts back and said that's not what he meant about the third round. But at the end of the text, it says we've never had a tight end. It will change the way we win games. I agree. Like, you need a tight end today. You need to get one. Pitts,
and
you're
I like
to give up way too much.
I like Pitts. I just think, man, I wish, you know, Pitts would have came out last year. And you told me that's who – I don't even know if he could have. Like, but – If this were different and we were able to get Trevor 1 year and we got our quarterback or we had to get him knowing the next year we're gonna tank for Trevor, then I'm all for it. But like right now it's just I just don't see how you can make it happen when you need
a
D-tackle,
like
you need an offensive lineman, you need another.
Well,
you need
open the segment.
Corner.
Tight end could very well be a cap casualty somewhere else. You could end up with one of the better tight ends now, and not even have to take that risk. So And isn't Jonnu Smith, isn't he a free agent?
Absolutely.
And I just talked about Hunter. I think Hunter Henry is somebody they were talking about. Who's the kid that was from here that's up in Baltimore now?
Hayden Hurst, he's in
Atlanta. But it wasn't Hurst. It wasn't Hunter. It was Hayden Hurst that I believe is available there.
Hayden Hurst was in – he went to Atlanta.
That's where he went. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. He
one
may
of them
be
is,
available now.
One
Hunter
of them double
Henry
H's.
Is.
One of them double H's.
Hunter Henry
Triple
is.
H is available.
And I actually do think Hunter Henry has a tie to Jacksonville. I'm not sure what it is.
Hunter Henry's a Arkansas guy, isn't he? Isn't that where he went to college? I don't know.
Hunter Henry is from Little Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird that I knew that, actually.
What's Little Rock like? It's a big city?
No.
I mean,
it's big. It's big by Arkansas standards. There's one part of Little Rock. There's one part of Little Rock.
They made an entire HBO documentary.
It's just
I don't
one
care
part.
How small it is.
Man, we got bad dads on my Jacksonville, but you're over here driving around freely.
Dude, they made an HBO documentary that made it seem like that place was like
you
little cool.
You,
like
you
whatever bad city
it's
over
got
in
LA in it. You have to be careful wearing blue or red.
I don't want to go anywhere. I can wear whatever colors I want to wear.
Unless it's
here.
Arkansas gear. But I like Little Rock.
In the late 1980s, Little Rock experienced a 51% increase in murder arrests of children under 17.
That's a bad year.
In July 2017, a shootout occurred at Power Ultra Lounge nightclub in downtown Little Rock. Although there were no deaths, 28 people were injured. Whoa, that is a bad shot.
That is, yeah, that's...
They just let the chopper fly. They weren't even...
So, Little Rock, to answer your question directly...
Just aiming at shoes.
It's far and away the largest city in Arkansas, and it's got 197,000 people.
How many people live in Jax?
A lot more than that.
Like, almost 2 mil, isn't it?
That's the metro. Too million ain't living in Duval.
Do they not? I don't know.
900,000?
Yeah, right. 900,000. Okay.
Yeah. I think we're a little bit above that. I think we can say 1 million. But like the metro, like when you add Clay County, because like, again, people be like, oh, I'm
St. John's.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. What airport do you fly out of, son? That's where you're from. Wherever your airport is, that's where you're from.
I'm trying to read.
Whoa,
I don't know what y'all's doing.
A UNF team discovered some of the oldest remains of pottery here, dating back to 2500 BC.
Nice.
Here?
Yeah. In the National Timucuan Ecological and Historical Preserve.
Timucuana.
Okay.
Wow.
Here?
Yes.
Speaking of that, what's our boys at UNF basketball doing? Did they start?
They didn't have a good night tonight, I don't think.
They played JU, didn't they?
JU didn't even play in the tournament because of COVID. Yeah, UNF lost tonight 60-68. So which out. Did you even know that the entire ASUN tournament is here in Jax right now?
It's whoever has the best record, I thought.
No, this year they made some of the games were at JU, some are at UNF. Because I guess we're like,
so
we're,
wait,
you know,
JU's
one of the only states
hosting,
open.
But they're not playing?
Yes.
That's terrible.
And UNF sucks this year. Sorry, I hate to say that because Driscoll is one of my favorite people of all time.
Hey, Driscoll,
but 8-15 is rough.
When I first met Driscoll, they were recruiting Bo Beach, Ponte Vedra, and
that
was one
so
of my
good.
That was one of my clients. Like I remember his whole recruitment was dope, and one of the kids that guys I grew up with, Byron, coached with Driscoll. Driscoll comes in and this is short white guy and doesn't ask me my permission. Doesn't do anything, just chest bumps me, man.
Oh yeah, he's that
like
kind
just
of guy.
And I was like, felt violated. But then like you get to know him, like he's awesome.
I'm still one of the top five sporting events I've ever been to.
When they went to the tournament?
I was there. I was in the top.
The dude who goes
section.
Crazy and just
yeah,
like starts spinning.
Dude. So I went to school at that time and that kid came out of nowhere as a freshman and just started randomly dancing to songs. And he became a local celebrity, dude.
Yeah.
He was on ESPN.
That game was as much fun as any basketball game I've ever been to at any level.
South Carolina upstate.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so much fun.
It was packed, but it wasn't just that it was packed. It was nonstop for 2 hours.
Yeah, everybody was standing the whole time.
It was a blast.
It really was.
It was like 2 weeks after we started in radio. Remember our boy Agolina hit us up with the tickets.
That's right.
Do you remember when Florida came here to play in the NIT?
No.
I remember seeing LSU,
smoked
though,
them.
When they were under investigation with
yes.
the dude with the little-ass shorts.
Yeah.
And they played the first round here. And I'm over here watching this, the Godfather coach, you know, Teflon Don coach over here, not
Will
caring.
Wade.
Will Wade wasn't coaching.
I thought that was
no.
when they got in.
He got suspended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had an interim.
Well, oh, my bad. The player was paid. The guy with the little shorts
yeah.
was one of the guys.
He was the, yeah.
yeah he
Smart,
was a,
I believe his name.
Did he even, is he even good?
No, he wasn't that great.
That's crazy. We got.
Oh, we were wrong. You were right. It is Timucuana. It's not Timucuana. It's a different place than what we were thinking of. All right, we got to take a break. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
You gotta let it breathe. Sometimes you just, you know, you're just mad. People have really, it's Friday Eve, it's getting close to the weekend, and your coworker is just talking to you. And you want to punch him, but don't punch him. Just save it all up. Hit us up on the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures, 904-641-1010, or just listen to us express ourselves on 8 o'clock each and every night. What you got?
I was thinking about this today. Training, we had a good group of like JAG players throwing today, and was sitting there. We were talking about the draft, all that kind of stuff. They're reminiscing on this past football season. It was actually a lot of fun to listen to, and it hit me. Not having the combine hurt our show so much, because I'm about to say something that both of you are going to go, oh my gosh, you're right. Not one time have we heard anything about he's a coach's kid. He's got a high football IQ.
I have the list that I sent to us.
Right. We have not heard that. We have not mentioned that. There has not been that said about a single prospect this year.
Well, they're still having it. They're just doing the medical. Is everybody still going to Indy or something like that, or is it spread out?
I've heard nothing.
That's true. We haven't heard any combine interviews.
No. That's no. Messed up, man. I mean, we have not had a
true combine bingo.
We have not had a true I would game. Let him babysit my kids comment yet. And it's not draft season until you have that.
Right. That's
do
what
you
want
to hear that about Trevor, or would you rather not hear
I don't
that
think they're going to say that about Trevor.
Because he's just too good of an
athlete. So disrespectful, yeah. I mean, when you hear that of a prospect, you take him off your board immediately.
They got to know it.
That's why you can't bring Allen Robinson back.
When he said, oh, well, he said he's a great kid.
We said it.
We
called it.
Me and Denny, oh, he's cut. You don't say
Dave
that.
Dave Caldwell got a held a press conference. They asked him about Allen Robinson. They played it all day. We got to our show, we listened to it, and he said, Allen Robinson's a great kid. And then he tried to go on, and we stopped it and said, oh, well, he's gone. They're not re-signing him. If you start any sentence off about a football player with, he's a great kid, he's a locker room guy, I'd let him watch my kids, he's not any good.
It's basically the see what had happened was of evaluations. Like, hey, did you buy me this, man, you know? You know, when I got up out of bed this morning, you know, it was raining outside and blah, blah, blah. They give you everything but what happened.
Everything but the answer.
And that's how you know. You know, that is a big, big part of our show, but I'm sure something will come up. This weekend is
– it's a big loss. It's a big loss for us. We haven't
– it was this weekend, right? No, it would have been this week.
What?
No, last
combine?
Week. Last week.
No,
last
week.
Combine was last week. That's right.
Yeah, would have been last week.
We were all robbed.
We were.
Mad because I had a great time.
We
seen guys running in shorts.
They don't have little
my
hats,
favorite's
though.
The yeah, that's a shame. Like no concussion protocol. My favorite is when they have to turn around really fast and catch the balls from all these different angles.
The dude got hit in the head like four times.
And he balled out though. He ended up recovering.
Who
he
was
in the
that?
Playoffs?
Who was it?
I'm trying to remember what team they highlighted him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a safety or something.
Wait, he's not even receiver, and they put him through that drill.
Taron Johnson,
DB, oh. And that's
Weber State's Taron Johnson.
Did Shaq? Did Shaquem have to do that?
Oh Jesus!
No, he's a linebacker. No, he's his brother's the DB. Okay, that's right.
You don't remember us talking about him? Remember how everybody we nailed that one too? Everybody was blown away by his 40.
Oh yeah, this guy was a cornerback for the Bills.
That's what
okay.
It was.
Okay. Remember, pick six if you remember Shaquem, what's his name? Griffin?
Yeah. We'll go with that. One of them.
Went crazy in the 40. And then you and I watched him in the bag drills, was like, oh my gosh. Remember how stiff he was?
Yeah.
Couldn't move. Like, that's the one thing I miss about not having the combine.
Is the bag?
It's just seeing, like, hearing everybody's reaction to certain guys.
Mm. That they already just, have preconceived notions.
That they just watched the 40 in. That's it. When do pro days start?
A couple weeks.
It should be
middle of March.
Huh.
I think FSU's is like March 20th or something like that.
I think there's a lot of them March 11th, I want to say.
Who's the number one ranked prospect from FSU?
The cornerback. Asante Samuel.
Oh.
Yeah, Asante Samuel.
He's
what's
probably
the other one's name?
The other corner?
Yeah.
That we have?
Are you talking about the receiver, Terry?
Terry, okay. But yeah, he's not. Friday, March 5th is the first. Tomorrow's the first one.
Who is it?
Oh, yeah, Wilson, the D-tackle.
He's not. He's not even the highest right now. Terry's probably the highest.
And then where's the safety?
Kansas is tomorrow.
Kansas?
Oh!
And that's when it's dropping.
Just in time.
He won't show up.
Tuesday's K-State. Northwestern.
Hey, what if he
Wisconsin,
walked up with
Whitewater?
Like three blonde-headed co-eds walking right next
hey,
to him?
Hey, what story are you guys talking
might
about?
Might as well. Wednesday, Arkansas.
I've been
Marshall,
too busy
Maryland,
enjoying my life.
Northern Illinois.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, Wisconsin. And they got the guy highlighted that people care about. Like,
who's highlighted for Northern Illinois?
Nobody. Like, it's like this.
That's wrong. I like
saying,
somebody.
Like I'm saying, no, they like Tuesday, March 9th. They got Kansas State with a bullet point. Wisconsin, Whitewater with a bullet point. Northwestern, offensive tackle Rashawn Slater, linebacker Patty Fisher, cornerback Greg Newsom.
Wisconsin has a guy named Whitewater.
Wisconsin Whitewater. Arkansas.
They wouldn't have a Blackwater.
Yeah, Arkansas Felipe Franks.
Clemson, they highlighted Felipe?
Yeah, that's it.
Good for Felipe.
Clemson, Travis Etienne, Amari Rodgers.
The whole
who,
team.
Who, by the way, if I remember, you know whose son that is? We were just talking about him. Yesterday. We were just talking about him yesterday, and his son just committed to the University of Miami.
T. Martin?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's his other son.
Mm-hmm. I saw that, and it was weird because it stands out. Anyway, Jackson Carmen.
I knew that.
Cornell Powell. Nevada, nobody. New Mexico, no one cares. Texas, Joseph Asai. Samuel Cosme. Caden Steams. Sam Ellinger. Eyes of Texas battle.
Will they make them sing it?
Arkansas State.
At Pro Day. Do you have to sing it at Pro Day? That's a good question.
March 12th. Oklahoma's Pro Day is going to be overshadowed by everybody in the NFL going to North Dakota State to see Trey Lance.
Mm.
March 15th, nobody cares.
He's definitely highlighted.
Four teams, nobody cares.
March 16th. What day is that? What day is that?
Monday, March 15th.
March 15th. I'm taking off work.
Nobody cares.
We'll have a full Trey Lance breakdown.
Tuesday, March 16th, nobody cares. Wednesday, Georgia, Pittsburgh. And a bunch of two Power Five schools that nobody cares about. Thursday.
Florida? What's good with Miami?
Thursday, March 18th, Auburn, Buffalo. Yeah, whatever. March 19th, Kenny Gainwell will be showcasing his talent at Memphis. Monday, March 22nd.
I really didn't mean for you to read the whole
thing. No, I was trying to get here. Monday, March 22nd, I may not be
here.
Well,
now I'm worried when Eastern Illinois is.
Monday, March 22nd, I won't be here, or I'll be coming back just in time. That would be Florida State's pro day.
So Florida's is the next day.
No.
That's so disrespectful to these teams.
Alabama's the next day.
Okay. Well.
No. Okay. Now I'm throwing off.
So Florida's
Miami's March Monday. March
Florida must
29th.
Be the 31st. They must be March 31st.
You're right.
Yeah.
Florida's March 31st. They're after. No, they're 2 days after Miami.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's weird. Miami's got to worry about Duke. They only got four guys that they got highlighted.
I'm telling you, Duke's got a defensive end.
Chris Rumpf.
Yes.
They got a linebacker.
Give me
too,
that Joker.
That's the kid that you were talking about. That when I watched the Florida State game, I was like, yeah, that kid's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me him. Tracking people down. Y'all had MJD on today?
Alabama's got two pro days.
They do?
March 30th and then the day after Florida State's.
See, they're just flexing. Hey, JJ, y'all had MJD on?
Yes.
Did he mention Justin Fields?
About anything particularly?
About him saying he was the best quarterback in the draft?
Oh, last year? Oh, did he say that?
Like, right after the semifinal game. He's like, the Jags should take Justin Fields instead of Trevor Lawrence. Has he backed off of that now?
Yes. Mm. We talked about
how
he had a...
Hack
will never back off, bro.
Well, Hacker was questioning why Justin Fields was being disrespected. When it looked like we weren't going to get the number one overall
pick.
He
was the biggest Justin Fields fan for like 6 weeks.
It was weird,
man.
It was crazy. But then like soon as that loss happened.
That's why I had to tell that guy on the text line yesterday, listen, you guys want to crap all over Zach Wilson. You know damn well if the Jags had the second overall pick.
We'll be talking much more about Zach Wilson.
Exactly. You'll be talking about how good he is, how this Trevor guy isn't going to live up. Obviously, this dude's better. Like, I already know.
Hey, when you're right, I'm with you when you're right.
If you, like, watch BYU and have a respectable opinion on this guy, then I'll listen. But I know these text line guys aren't watching BYU.
Oh, yeah.
When is BYU's pro day?
Question.
If you were Zach Wilson, you wouldn't even throw. Because you're up so high right now, you can only go down.
I would just throw to Chris Sims.
BYU. Chris Sims is going to like.
Just go to his house.
March 26th. And it's just him. So
makes
basically,
sense.
He's got the Trevor Lawrence treatment.
So he's going to have two random receivers like Trevor had?
Yeah. We're going to see all that
Give
stuff.
Give him the same two.
The same two receivers?
Give him the same two receivers
same
that
quarterback
Trevor
script.
Had. Yep. Let's go.
That's how you figure it out.
Will Urban Meyer attend the BYU Pro Day?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
But I don't know. I'm
going
to say this is the only reason I'm going to say I don't know. Virginia Tech has one that same day.
They ain't picking Caleb Farley.
You don't think the Caleb Farley is going too high?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
That's picking number one. He's top 10 everywhere.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, all these other cats.
I mean, you got to go.
Because it's Boston College, Michigan, South Dakota State, Virginia Tech that day.
You got to go just to say you went. Like, you got to go in case. Well, if Trevor doesn't work out, Urban won't be here. His heart will hurt.
Oh, yeah. He'll retire.
So, you know what? You may be right. Maybe he won't go.
No, because that was a flex, man. I love that flex.
Me too.
Of him standing right in front of him?
Not just standing in front of him. Everybody else was 5 yards back on the sideline. Just like how in games, how you had to have the get back coach. Mm-hmm. They all had the get back coach for a pro day. And Urban is sitting there damn near handing the ball off to him.
Oh, they were basically, awesome. Everybody, they weren't practicing social distancing. Yeah.
It wasn't about watching Trevor and getting it was about letting other NFL personnel know.
I'm here.
I'm Urban Meyer.
Team U is
allow
here.
Me to reintroduce so myself. My name is Ho.
Hey, by the way, it took RJ 90 minutes to get back. He just walked in.
Yeah, he just walked in.
God, that's got to suck.
He looks mad. He looks angry, man.
Yeah, I would rather go.
He still got his headphones on.
Be honest with you, I would rather go to Ponte Vedra. It's a long way, man. That's not the West Side.
Okay, he looks angry right now. His headphones are on.
The one in Fleming is a hell of a
drive. But this one's worse. Like, this is where before I'm about to get ready to go on the road to Tallahassee, like, to get out of the city, to, like, grab something to snack on.
Oh, so he wasn't kidding when he said it's about Lake City.
Dude, this is good in on I-10. This ain't Cassett, man. This ain't, like, that's West. That's out there. It's good. But it's out there. If you had to ask me for in terms of distance, mm-hmm. not in terms of deliciousness, because I'm not going to, they're good, they ain't going to do nothing for me. The wings are good. I'm going to go to Ponte Vedra, Fleming, then this one. Mm. But I think this is the original. They went to the original.
This is the original. Mm.
We got to get to, let's take a break so we can spend some time on the MFTK moment of the day.
Oh, yeah, MFTK. It's a good one.
Yeah. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
I really like this song, but I was
what is this?
Mic check 1212. Joel Santana.
I was about to do a New Yorker impression, but I'll just. Nice. Timed it perfectly. Yeah,
this is a good, I see now I see the vision now, JJ. You know how you say you can play their songs, but you don't know what curse words are going to slip in?
Jewel's, I only do instrumentals.
Yeah, Jewel's goes so fast that you have no, like, you don't. It's, you
that's his name, Jewel's?
Joel Santana. Oh. He was, like, really hot. Like,
I know who that is. 05, 06. I didn't know it was Jewel.
Maybe
04. He's like Cameron's protege. Yeah. And then they disappeared.
Well, he went to jail.
Yeah, they sold crack.
Yeah, definitely.
Back, like,
he went away for
crack.
A couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
His entire, remember, like, in the mixtape era? Like, his entire mixtape, it was like, back like cook crack, 1 through 6. Right. And I was like, sort of know what you're getting with that.
Most of his raps were.
About selling crack.
Or women and then using them as parallels to. Crap.
I don't know what rap music is about nowadays, but
codeine.
Is it okay?
A lot of lean. Very depression. Nobody liking you.
Oh no way! That's pathetic.
There's literally a song, "All My Friends Are Dead." Mm. That was one of the songs.
Who sings that?
The guy with the jewel in his head.
We've talked about him before.
Whatever. He's weird. And then there's another guy that sings a whole bunch of songs, and he's fat and he's from
Little
Tampa.
Uzi Vert, of course. How can we forget Little Uzi Vert?
The cool thing is Florida's on the scene, and as nice as Florida is, all the rappers are depressed, except for the
kids
from here.
They're all on drugs.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's part of it. They're
Florida
on
is just
so our hating. era of music talked about the and this is basically leading us into MFTK. It's the results of MFTK MFTK selling drugs, the entrepreneurial side mm-hmm. of it. The scientific side of it, and now this era is the products of
they're doing
of
the
them
drugs.
Doing it.
Yeah,
and
we
and
were about selling and murdering, and they're
for
about
one reason. It was selling and murdering for nothing else but clothes and jewels and boats. Like, we just wanted to stunt, like,
and Cristal.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, my being in the hood.
which, by the way, I've never had Cristal before.
Yeah, it's overrated. Champagne is just not really good. I had Ace of Spades when I went to Vegas, and it tasted awful.
Really?
But it was cool because I had the bottle.
Did they do the thing like they?
Yeah, remember I told you when I was with Shaggy in Vegas?
Remember the whole story?
No, it just looked like Shaggy. The guy looked like Shaggy. Dude, $10,000 for the table is just entirely too much alcohol.
He was there during EDM.
Yeah, they just bring alcohol to you, and it doesn't stop. And then
everybody's on the mollies.
Then Shaggy came up and said, "Hey, here's Ace of Spades. You take one." And I'm like, "Yo, I've never had. Like, I'm about to take a picture for the gram." And I took it, and I took the picture where you're swigging, and I couldn't spit it out because I don't know how. The last thing I want to do is get shook down in the Vegas club. So I have that face, and I look like my 2-year-old when I'm giving him medicine.
That's funny.
Like, I don't want to anyways.
Back in the day when they didn't have Instagram for the children listening at home, the rappers would only have Cristal in their refrigerator for one reason. MTV Cribs.
Yeah, Cribs.
And they would never even drink it. It would just be there.
That has been the thing that I've wanted to do here so badly is I wanted to do
1010XL Cribs?
A sports den Cribs where we go and see like
other people's houses.
Yeah, go see athletes' houses and stuff. Oh, like, I want to bring that back.
That's lame. I thought you meant people that work here.
To your apartment.
Dude, this would be hilarious if we went to like Hack's house,
that
and Joe's house,
funny.
And my house. Dude, that would be
I just don't think there's enough interest.
I don't want to go to Hack's house to see all these little Disney medallions and characters. I don't want to expose that part of my guy.
I don't want anybody thinking
he's weird or anything.
You know,
like,
at Disney, there's the pin collector.
Do you think
he's a pin collector?
A pin collector or the little, like, what? This little small models. Like, there's
the pennies?
One of my machines? Oh, one of my friends, not my friends, it's not my friend.
A coworker of
my wife, she has a neighbors that have ornaments. All of the Disney princesses, princes, and all these different things, and there's just
a tree full
of these, and I just like
that's where my kids
like
are
some
now.
People put an angel at the top of their tree.
He's got
you
Minnie
know
Mouse.
The reason for the season.
Like, I just have a tree. If it were up to me, it'd be a tree and an angel, or a tree and that would be
zero decoration.
Dude, we get
that's not how Hallmark Christmas movies
go
down.
Right. I don't end up somebody else decorates it. And it's awesome. I like the Hallmark tree. I don't like decorating the Hallmark tree.
Did you go cut your tree down? You can't just put an angel up there.
I do all the work. That is the hard part. I don't like all the, anyways.
You're drinking the wrong stuff while you're decorating.
I find tinsel distracting.
I haven't put tinsel. We don't put tinsel anymore.
Anybody still put tinsel?
It's Seinfeld quote.
Oh, okay.
Festivus.
Yeah.
I like Festivus.
By the way, little Uzi Vert. So it says the genres, and this is a new one for me, but this is exactly what James was talking about. Emo rap started in the mid-2010s. Fusion genre of hip-hop and emo.
Who was the first?
That originated in the SoundCloud rap scene.
Who was the first emo rapper, I wonder?
I don't know, but the picture they have is a white guy with tattoos on his face named Lil Peep. No, I know Post Malone. Post Malone is an emo rapper. Doesn't he rap about
Post
being
Malone
sad?
Looks good right now, though. I think he's come out of it.
Looks good.
All those EDM stuff.
Like he gotten like
fat.
Skinny.
Yeah.
He looks like he never bathes.
Yeah, I think that's the EDM stuff.
Yeah, he just looks smelly.
But I know some of these songs because the Marshmello guy.
Hey, before
and my son gets into that. There's a DJ Marshmello who's awesome. Like my kid straight up vibe to Marshmello YouTube videos all day, and like you just sit there, you be tapping your feet.
Dude,
and
1.9 billion views by Marshmello alone?
Marshmello is that guy, man.
We're sitting in here at 9:40.
This sucks.
It's terrible.
Nah. This song right here, you play this in front of Killa. Killa is about to punch a kid, right? He's about to beat up some kid. Then you play this I'm Coming Home song, and the next thing you know, he starts dancing.
With the kid?
Yeah, actually, the video. So, like, the video is something bad about to happen, and then Marshmello comes and stares, and next thing you know, they're all dancing. But anyways.
Hey, before you get to MF2K, real quick, somebody text us this. NFL Trade Rumors Twitter account.
Which we had that guy on the show recently.
I'm not buying that this is the real one. Hold on. Oh, yeah, it is.
Is reporting NFL Bites or something?
NFL Trade _ Rumors. Andrew Norwell available for trade. So I guess the Jags are dipping their toe in the water to see what they can get for an overpaid guard.
What would you give for Andrew Norwell right now?
And I have to take his contract? I'd do one of those deals like they did for Matt Stafford. I'll take Andrew Norwell if you give me a third rounder. It has to be one of those things.
Like an NBA trade.
Yeah, exactly. All right, MFTK. What we got?
All right. Now I got to go. Oh, here we go. Tennessee woman charged with child abuse.
No, that's terrible.
After.
Well, what did the kid
we
do?
Don't know. We don't know. Like, it's child abuse.
Could have been being loud
you
as
can,
hell.
You can, like, because your son's 10 now.
He's, right.
He's about to start perspiring. He's going to start smelling himself.
Okay.
Not saying you're going to, like, go to these extremes, but you might jack him up and somebody could. Child abuse is relative. It depends
okay.
on the
All right. I'll hush and listen.
Now, I don't know what the kid did.
Okay.
It's their child. I probably won't go this far, but she did go all in. Tennessee woman charged with child abuse after using stun gun on 8-year-old.
Why does she have a stun gun?
Well, it's a dangerous world.
For
right
safety?
Here. Like people.
You have a stun gun?
I got real guns.
I was going to say, does anybody in here have a stun gun?
No, yeah, fair.
Fair.
Go ahead.
Fair. That is a stun gun.
I mean, thank
exactly.
God she didn't have a real gun.
I was thinking it was like a taser.
Like a taser?
That's what I thought, too.
Stun gun isn't a taser, but it's very similar.
The child was injured.
Where do you get a stun gun?
On the internet. I'm looking at one right. Oh, so a stun gun is the one that looks like a gun with like the
and it has
the yellow
flag
thing
that says
at the
POW?
End.
Oh.
So she shot her kid.
Yes.
Nice.
And it like attaches to you.
So it is.
So it is a taser.
Yeah.
How much is a stun gun?
I'm looking at one right now for $378.
Oh, no, you can buy a real gun
real
for
thing,
that.
Man. Johnson initially denied any knowledge of her son being injured.
That is my favorite part.
Then told investigators, he had to use it on himself.
He did it himself.
She eventually admitted to the police that she used the stun gun on her son.
Wait, how old is the kid?
8 years old.
Wow.
Johnson is being held in Washington County Detention Center on a $6,000 bond.
Where's dad?
But did he die?
Wait,
dad's
hold on.
Dad's in prison.
They're letting this chick out of jail for $600?
Yes, but I'm sure the child is at some group home right now.
Yeah, he can't see her.
He can't, like, or with family. I mean, I
did they take
it.
The stun gun?
I hope they confiscated
it. Am I supposed
it.
To believe this kid? I mean, he obviously
Listen,
did it himself.
We don't know.
Damn 8-year-olds, man.
These kids are very – my son is very well-versed on weapons. He has a sniper rifle. He has a bazooka. He's got a 9. He's got – was it? He's got. I was about to call it the street.
He's got a 380.
He's got a chopper with the attachment. We call him.
You have an AK?
Nuts.
A banana clip.
Yeah. No, not a banana clip. The heftier ones. It's like two. It's like a sack.
Oh.
We call him monkey.
Yeah.
But they're Nerf guns.
Right.
But he knows how to. But these things have kick.
I was thinking water guns.
So what I do is I can't reach them. They're fast. My son's fast. You've seen the videos. Not for to chase them all around my house. My 2-year-old's very agile.
You hit him with a stun gun. And
I'm not going to shoot him with a stun gun because I don't own a stun gun.
But if you did?
I shoot him with the Nerf gun.
I just like
and it gives him
that.
A pop.
I'm not going to shoot him with a stun gun because I don't have one yet.
But I'm not. If Kai's not listening to me and he's doing his own thing and the handgun Nerf gun is there that can shoot. 160 feet. My house isn't 160 feet wide. I'm just going, because it's going to let them know in the leg, not anywhere visible, but like in the leg, just to let them know, hey, your dad said sit on the potty. go sit on the damn potty.
Dude, think through your list of acquaintances or friends or whatever.
Nobody owns a stun gun.
That's what I was going to say. I can't think of one person that I know that I would guess owns a stun gun.
I have a hard time thinking of one of my friends that doesn't have guns.
My neighbor to the right.
I'm the same there.
I believe so, because I believe both my neighbors. And both my neighbors are amazing men, very handy.
I want my neighbor to have a gun.
Opposite ends of the spectrum, I know they both strapped.
Anyone right. who's handy is strapped.
But it's different. And I'll say one of Winston.
Anyone who can, like, build things.
My guy Winston.
He can shoot you.
My guy Winston had this is why I always tell people when they're like, oh, you did this, I can't. Nah, man. When our whole street was underwater, Winston sacrificed his life to come over to my house and make sure we were okay. Winston is like, if something goes down, I know Winston knows about it. try to sneak through my window. Winston probably has the scope on you right now. That's my guy.
That's a great name, too.
And it's a solid, he's military. It's just, if you...
Dude, Winston.
Hey, Mr. Winston.
The Winston not,
that's
Cup.
Wilson, but Winston. Like, we hey, know we know Winston sounds JJ's, like a reliable name.
Dude, JJ's right. Winston is an awesome name.
It's a reliable
it
name.
It makes me think about 90s NASCAR.
It does.
I'm sure he likes, yeah. I like Winston Cup. Is that
I don't mean to be this guy, Winston but Cup, is, Winston, is Winston white or black?
You know my neighborhood.
I was about to say, he sounds very white.
So he's my neighborhood. It's white or Indian.
He's definitely not that.
Oh, okay.
You flip a coin.
You don't have any black neighbors?
Three houses behind me. Oh. And then I think we got some new ones on the main strip. I don't know any. I know of one, but technically he's Spanish, but we know he's military too. But three houses behind me, and but then there's Asians behind me now, directly behind me, and then there's the Mexicans that are at the end of the street that never invite me to.
Wow, anything. The UN.
They're really Mexicans. I'm mad because they be partying, man. Like they.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
New Year's Eve is rocking.
You know,
I know it's Goya in there, some Goya spice in there somewhere.
You know who parties hard? Ooh. These people in the trailer right across the street.
Oh, my gosh.
They get it, dude.
They do.
Night, day, morning, yeah. Music blasting.
I came in here to do the Gator Bites podcast at 10:30
yeah. Yes.
On Wednesday, and they were getting after.
I'm not going to insinuate. You know what? Yeah, you're right. But
am I reading this right? You can buy stun guns on Amazon?
You can buy everything on Amazon.
Well, except for... six Dr. Seuss. Oh, no, that was eBay today. eBay decided they are no longer selling those.
What?
Books. Books.
Yeah, that's crap.
That's well, people are probably making a killing off of them.
Yeah, because like people that did have those six books were like,
you're marketing
well, I'm, yeah, exactly. And eBay would just took them all down.
But no. Wow, I may get a stun gun.
I'm Why don't you get
things?
A real
Why?
Gun?
What
are you going to do with a stun gun?
Well, can I have both?
Have you seen these guys
like,
what, who
are is it going to protect
super?
You?
It just looks cool.
An eight-year-old cool. Took the stun gun like a G. If she would have shot him with a 380, the baby would have learned his lesson.
Are you looking at what I'm looking at?
No, I've seen.
I will open carry a stun gun.
No, I'm not open carrying.
That's got to be illegal.
That's probably
more illegal than if you just had an AR.
They have.
You can walk down the street with a rifle.
They have flashlight stun guns.
I don't want. I like my. I have flashlights.
It's dual purpose.
And I have guns.
You go outside. It's dark. You turn on flashlight.
So
there's somebody
like,
there. You
if
stun
someone's
them.
Breaking in and you don't want to kill them, you just want to.
You want to see them. You want to see them and then zap them. Yeah.
Like a bug.
Like the dude at UF back in the
Dom
day.
Dom says.
No, that was UF.
You
yeah.
should get a paintball don't gun if you want something cool and useless to shoot at people.
Enough with the paintball stuff.
But
bro.
He got a point. If you want something cool and useless to shoot at people, get a paintball gun.
But a stun,
or get a real
a stun gun.
Gun
is stopping an intruder.
I mean, they have like.
It's not hurting him.
They have like keychain stun guns.
Yeah, for girls. Like,
hey, man, listen.
I'm going to get Angie one.
A paintball. Some of these paintball guns do got some stopping.
Listen, all I'm
I don't
saying.
Want none of the real parts of it.
All I'm saying is the stun gun looks cool, and I had no idea that I could. In one package, I could get a stun gun. I could get a baton stun gun.
Oh, I want that.
Wait a minute.
I could get a flashlight stun gun.
Okay, now time out. So I could hit somebody in the shot?
Yes.
Gun?
Yes.
Now now we're talking about the MFTK moment. That's where
like
she
a real
went wrong.
Cop.
That's where she went wrong, you know? Don't shoot your kids. That's wrong. If you hit them with a baton, I mean,
fine.
Come on,
and
that's
it happens
like a ruler.
To go off.
Yeah, I mean, that's like hitting, popping them with a ruler or something like that.
You can get a baton stun gun for $35. It's called the Peacemaker.
I want it.
Or you can get the Lightning Rod. The Lightning Rod is $36. I'm going with the Peacemaker.
The Peacemaker. I like the Peacemaker.
We have to break.
Yeah, we got to.
Dang it. They got
That's our MFTK moment of the lady.
MFTK of the week of the day.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back.
Join forces with the Players Championship to serve as champions for our military. On Tuesday, March 9th, the Players will launch a day-long campaign to drive awareness and support for military organizations in Northeast Florida. Visit theplayers.com to learn more.
Here's your exclusive chance to play Deer Creek Country.